Hello and welcome to 90 Second News, issue 106. Today is Saturday, February 13th. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the long weekend. You made it. Cold, hard Bitcoin. Today, the unlikely duo of Jay-Z and Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, announced that they are creating an endowment called B-Trust, whose mission is to make Bitcoin the internet's currency. The two are donating 500 Bitcoin, current market value around $24 million, and then backing off. The endowment will be a blind, irrevocable trust, meaning that neither of them will have any say in the direction. Currently, they're looking for three board members to start. If you're looking to test your luck, you can apply here. Facebook, no longer just for your face. Facebook is reportedly trying to get into the smartwatch business. According to inside sources, Zuck and Co. are looking at building an Android-based, although they are also currently developing their own operating system, smartwatch that would include messaging, health, and fitness features that coincide with existing hardware, such as Oculus and Portal devices. This would be a tough category for Facebook to break into, though. The Apple Watch is already on the wrists of more than 100 million people globally, and the rate at which people are buying them is still increasing. In the US alone, more than 35% of all iPhone users wear an Apple Watch. Big Brother gets shut down in Minneapolis. Yesterday afternoon, the City Council of Minneapolis voted to prohibit facial recognition software 13-0, adding them to the growing list of cities around the country that have banned the technology. This vote comes as the police force was looking at utilizing Clearview AI, a facial recognition software that controversially scrapes images from many social media sites. Meanwhile, Amazon is still monitoring employees closely. Last week, Amazon began the process of putting AI-controlled cameras in many of its delivery vehicles. That, of course, is on top of the requirement that all drivers must use their smartphone app, Mentor, that tracks driving behavior during shifts and gives employees scores that can affect their pay or employment status within the company. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Last week, 90-year-old Aaron Epstein bought a print Wall Street Journal ad complaining about his poor internet service from AT&T. Naturally, the internet supported his plight, and the ad went viral, even appearing on the Stephen Colbert Show. To prevent any further negative press, AT&T has now laid fiber optic cable at his house, moving him up from dial-up internet to speeds of 350 megabytes per second. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you Monday bright and early, the 90 Second News team.